Last week, we presented part one of our two-part series on proper waste management in the home and community. Stay tuned as Errol and Joan learn more about proper waste management.
Can't even find a proper radio station. Chuman. Alright, yeah.
Thanks for staying with us. For those of you who are just joining us, we've been talking about proper waste management in the home and the community. Now, we'll have joining us via telephone the Community Relations Manager at the National Solid Waste Management Authority, the NSWMA, Shauna Guthrie. Welcome to our program, Shauna.
Finally, something with sense. But wait, now the same waste management something they are talking about. Errol and Cheryl, them are talking about the same waste management something on the radio.
Hopefully, them are going to talk about the composting garden, you know. Because me ask some people to explain it to me, but them are telling me about them foreign trip instead.
Errol, cool, no man. Me the promise to tell you after me done, don't it?
Sure.
Oh boy. It's under shush and listen, man.
Now, let's jump right into it. Tell us, what is proper waste management and why is it important?
Alright, proper waste management is the handling of refuse that is no longer needed.
Una better
proper
listen
waste
carefully,
management,
now, Joan.
In essence, is that you handle the waste in that it doesn't contaminate the environment, it doesn't contaminate the surface, such as surface water contamination or soil contamination. It's not a threat to public health.
So, comment on the importance of proper waste management.
It is important for us to proper handle and manage solid waste in that we want to preserve the environment, not for us today, but for generations to come. We have
same
to
thing
ensure
matter,
that
no?
we,
yes,
Cheryl, we
do
get
not
the
threaten
point.
Public health, and that we safeguard against outbreaks of various diseases. We have to look on situation like disaster management. If we flood our gullies with garbage and things like that, then it will have an effect on persons who live in close proximities.
Well, me no dumb garbage, you know, but me really I look into it and realize the practice, me say me I practice waste management. Me never do it the right way.
So, Mrs. Guthrie,
me glad
I know that
understand.
The NSWMA promotes backyard composting gardens. What exactly is composting and what can be composted?
See what I want to hear about you, man.
All right, composting in essence is the process that occurs when bacteria in the soil is broken down into organic material. And this organic material now becomes fertilizer. It's rich, it's potent, and it adds nutrient to the soil.
So you
in
can
general,
use
our kitchen
true.
Waste,
me,
such
I
as vegetables, peeling skin, fruits, anything, any organic thing can be compost. We can also use weeds, wood, and even the trippings and the cuttings from our pruning and gardening. All of this can be added in a heap, and you can get compost from that.
So, what can compost be used for?
So, we can just drop the young peelings and vegetables up in them in our garden runner back and just leave it so?
The uses of composting is that it's a soil enricher. So anything that...
Same so. And it will just break down into the soil. And the thing is, when you do it like that, you don't have to water the flowers of them as often. Because the soil with the compost trap water.
That you're doing in terms of farming, gardening, you're doing your backyard gardening, you can use it as a form of fertilizer for your backyard garden, for your little tomatoes, for your peppers, your sweet peppers.
But how are this? This station broke down.
Jeez. Hush. Anyway, the point is, if everybody in the community for practice proper waste management and just don't litter or pollute the place, then we wouldn't have a thing to worry about. We'd just have a nice and clean environment.
We always hear the saying, you know, reduce, reuse, and recycle. That me I gotta start doing now.
Proper waste management is not hard, and guess what? It saves money. And if you really think about it, you'll see that it saves lives too. Start practicing proper waste management today.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.